Last week, congressional leadership and the White House agreed to the terms of a continuing resolution funding bill that will keep the federal government funded at the start of the new fiscal year on October 1st and run through December 11th. This will allow time for Congress to come back and hopefully pass full-year funding bills following the November election. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the details on a key provision in this legislation that would benefit cotton farmers.
Key provision included is to restore the borrowing and funding authority for the Commodity Credit Corporation. So that will allow USDA to continue to make payments under the Farm Bill programs and other assistance that they can provide to the industry. The House passed that CR last week, and the Senate is expected to consider it this week so that it will be in place by October 1.
Another key negotiation is underway this week in Washington.
House Democratic leadership is continuing their discussions with the White House negotiators over the possibility of another coronavirus stimulus and assistance or relief package. And there's still an outside chance that something could be agreed to possibly this week, which would then maybe allow for that to be passed through Congress before they adjourn until after the election. However, the window of time is very narrow. There's still a big difference between what congressional Democratic leadership are seeking and the White House. So there's no assurances right now that this package can be agreed to in the near term, and it may be something that has to be dealt with in the lame duck session following the elections in early November.